They still can't make up their mind what they're doing. The IRS has added again, but at least there's penalty relief for inherited withdrawals. Find out what we're talking about on this episode of The Financial Answer with Nathan O'Brien.
Life is full of questions. It's full of twists, turns, and complex issues to try to figure out. You need answers. Welcome to The Financial Answer with Nathan O'Brien.
Hit it.
You'll hear us discuss the pitfalls and common investing mistakes we see people make and encourage you to think about solutions to some of the problems and question marks you might face in your own financial life. So let's get to the show.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Mark and Nathan here to talk investing, finance, and retirement, and more penalty relief coming for inherited withdrawals, which sounds cool. Basically, they don't know what the hell they're doing, Nathan.
That's exactly right.
No, I think that's exactly we're going to talk about this week here on the podcast. We've got a CNBC article we'll link into the show notes for people to check out where we're getting this information from and chatting about it. But I want to break it down a little bit for folks to help them out to understand. So the Secure Act got rid of what was called the stretch IRA. I'll have you explain that. Basically where the confusion is coming into play here with these inherited accounts. So we'll start there in just a second, but first, how are you? Are you good?
I'm doing great, man. Yeah, doing good. Great. Good. Everything's going good and just glad that tax season is over. Holy moly, this year.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, we are talking about the IRS on this episode.
That's right.
And they're confused as well. So
they are, yes. They are.
What a shock, right?
So that's right.
If they don't know what they're doing, how are we supposed to know?
That's right. You know? Well, surprisingly, you know, I had to call the IRS about something that they messed up on, you know, a big surprise there for us. And the person I talked to could really not speak English. So I was like, how is this going to work?
Even better.
Yeah.
Even better.
You know, a 2-hour phone call turned into a 6-hour phone call. So it was not fun. I don't want to have to deal with them. And they are just, you know, confusing everybody by doing what they're doing here with
this. And let's be fair. They're probably confused as well because the administration and our government right now doesn't know what in the world they're doing.
There's some weird stuff going on.
So let's talk about this and break this down real fast for folks.
Okay. Yeah, perfect.
So the stretch IRA used to be the thing, right? So
absolutely.
let's just go.
It was amazing.
Great tool. Let's just go with an easy math setup here. You pass away, you left $1 million in your IRA to your kid. Okay.
Yes. Right.
They had their whole life, the rest of their life, to pull that money out.
Right. They just had to take small, tiny distributions called the required minimum every year, and they took it for their lifetime.
Their lifetime. Secure Act comes along. They changed that. They said, no. Now that $1 million account, that IRA, whatever the money is in there, but that IRA's got to be done in 10 years now.
Yes.
Okay, fine. That's been the rule since 2020. Okay?
That's right.
The RMD conversation, that's the part that's confusing.
It is.
So they've been punting this and saying there's been we're not going to penalize you for not pulling an RMD the last 4 years.
Right.
They don't know what the world they're doing with this. And so the question becomes, are they going to hit us with one before this account ends at the 10-year mark? That's the big debate, right?
Right. Yeah, that's right.
So break it down.
And ultimately, you know, that's what it comes down to. And, another confusing issue is some people can do the old, you know, inherited status. So a spouse can do that, but, you know, and stretch it out over their lifetime.
Because it's a spouse, you know, but you can do that for your kid.
But a kid can't do that. Yeah, so there's all kinds of different types of inherited people now. And so they have all these special terms for that. But ultimately, you know, what's ended up happening is, you know, you've got to spend this or liquidate these accounts within 10 years. Is the IRS rule currently?
Okay. Correct. So that's not changed. You still got to pull this money out.
Yeah,
no, you don't have to pull it out evenly across the 10 years. Right
you
now,
don't.
You can do what
that's
you
right.
want. Okay.
That's right. And so what they originally said was, hey, you know, because they were missing out on tax revenue, which is, you know, a big issue for the IRS. So they were missing out on tax revenue. So initially they said, take an RMD every year, just a small required amount, and do that based on your age. And it was, you know, usually in the 4%, 5%, 6% range, something like that, of the account balance, and do that over that time frame, and then, you know, make sure you liquidate it by the end of the 10th year. Well, they have, like Mark said, you know, kicked that can down the road, and they haven't required anyone to take an RMD for now 4 years. They just extended it here for this year
for
2024. So now there's 4 years. And so what's happened is ultimately you know, if you haven't taken an RMD at all, which a lot of people have not done.
Again, inherited. This is an inherited, folks.
That's right. This is an inherited.
If you have, if you inherited one from your parents and you haven't taken one, go ahead.
Yeah. Then what's happening is you are required now to liquidate that entire account within 6 years. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's got to be done.
That window's down to 6 years. And here comes the question. I'm going to melt your brain right here. Okay.
Okay.
So here's my thought. Why are they punting this? Because they can't figure out what they want to do. Mm. Well, what happens in 2026, Nathan?
Mm-hmm.
Tax rates go up.
They do. Yeah.
So
under current laws, that's
right. Under current laws, if they do nothing, is it possible that in 26 they go, oh, the rates are now higher.
Let's, we need to increase revenue.
We need to increase revenue, which we know we need because we're broke as a joke and we've spent all this money.
They won't cut spending.
Right. So is it possible that come year 2026, which would be the sixth year of this possibly, that let's just say you inherited it in 2020, right, when the new rule started.
Which
you could have, they could it possible that they turn around and say, hey, we want RMDs for the last 5 or 6 years that you didn't take out. They could.
They can.
They can change the rules how they want
They set
to.
The rules. So, yeah, that's right.
And that's scary. That's the and the article talks about being dangerous, right?
It is dangerous. Yeah. And, you know, ultimately, think about it. You used the example of $1 million inherited IRA.
Sure. Okay.
Well, now you've only got 6 years to liquidate that
thing. Million bucks.
It's $150,000 a year.
What's that do to your tax bracket?
That you're having to take out. Yeah.
Yes.
It's kicking you to a higher bracket right now.
Right. So which is in at 26 going to be even higher.
Potentially even higher. Yeah,
I feel like this is a really, I don't know if I'm giving them too much credit. And by giving them too much credit by like, this is a really smart
way you probably are.
To create more revenue.
Yeah, you probably
or
are.
Or is it just because they just can't get out of their own way and they just don't know what to do with it yet, right?
Yeah. I think it's probably that. But, you know, there's probably some sneaky minds also that are trying to do what you initially
said. I mean, we're talking $35 trillion is where
it's
we're at now, right? $34, $35 trillion
it's
right
a lot
now.
Of money. There. Yeah, there's a lot of money there. So it's big. It's a large, huge concern, actually. So if you haven't been having this conversation with your advisor, please start that. And please get on a plan because you don't need to wait.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, that's true.
You got to have a strategy for dealing with this. So let me pose it to you like this. If you're still alive and you were thinking about in your strategy to leave an IRA because you don't need the money, right? Let's say you're in great shape.
Right.
You're not going to need the money in a particular account in this IRA. You're thinking about leaving it to your kids.
Right.
Is that a lot of people are thinking, they're seeing and hearing this stuff the last few years, and they're thinking, I don't know if I even want to deal with this mess. Maybe we should go ahead. And that's where a lot of the conversion conversation's been coming into play, correct?
Yeah, it has. That's right. No, that's right. So that doesn't mean a Roth conversion is what we're talking about. So that doesn't mean a Roth conversion is right for you. Please do not go and do that without talking to your accountant and your advisor, because it can be really expensive and really devastating. So you got to be careful with that. So there's penalties and taxes and all kinds of things you got to be careful with that. But a Roth conversion is definitely more attractive now than it was before just because of that, Mark. I mean, you're looking at maybe, you know, there's a lot of people that still have pensions, have good Social Security, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So they're not touching their 401k or their IRAs and things. They're not planning on spending that during their lifetime. So in that situation, I mean, that probably is a great scenario to consider doing Roth conversions, because you avoid all of this headache. You avoid all of this potential nightmare for your kids.
Yeah.
I mean, that really could be, especially if your kids are pretty good earners, you know. I mean, let's say they're already in a 25-30% bracket, and then they get this on top of that. Wow.
Well, and I think that's the question there, Nathan. Do you care about your kids' tax efficiency? You know, in their older years, when you're gone, when you leave them some of this money, right? So
that's
certainly something to think about. And I like how you put that. You know, make sure that you're talking with your advisor before you just go jump into a strategy.
Yes,
but
you have to, because this can be expensive.
It can be expensive. Very.
But so, it's something to. I mean, you really have to, you're kind of forced to have this conversation.
You are. Whether you're still alive and thinking about it, or the opposite side that I wanted to discuss was, what if you are right now currently an inherited IRA person. Like you've gotten one from your passed away parents, right?
Right.
And you don't know what in the world, or have you even not worked with an advisor and you've not done anything with this account?
Yeah. Which fortunately at this point, there's no penalties.
Which is great, right?
That's great. But you know, you've got to get on a plan with this because at that point, you know, I mean, really now you're liquidating over 6 years, you know, you have to at this point. So you're taking 100% of the funds over 6 years at a minimum. So, I mean, it's going to have to be that. So I don't know. With them keeping on kicking the bucket down the road like this, I just don't know how they're going to do that. Now, they, you know, the IRS is not friendly. So everybody who's ever dealt with them knows that they're not friendly. So
a breaking scoop right here, folks.
if you do have a situation where, you know, you've put it off to the last 2 years or the last year, my goodness. I mean, that would be just a nightmare and you've got to liquidate that whole thing. So just please consider talking to your advisor, talk to your accountant, make sure you get on some type of plan for this because it literally is already turning into a nightmare. The confusion is crazy. I mean, every year they're like, okay, it's going to happen next year. You're going to have to take a required minimum.
And no.
And maybe not. Yeah. Last year, it was what? It was July last year before they decided you didn't have to.
Well, so, I mean, it's May this year, right? So
I know. It's crazy.
They moved it up 2 months, so that's good.
Yeah, well, there they go. They're being proactive.
And look, I mean, again, we've got a lot of dysfunction. We know that in our systems, in our society, in our, you know, leaders, right? And I think a lot of this comes down to that. But I'm not dropping the ball on the fact that I think this could be a tax revenue move come 2026. I think like most things we're dealing with right now, Nathan, they are waiting for this 2024 election. This
That's
is
right.
going to change
Absolutely.
A ton of stuff.
Yeah.
If Biden stays in, I think we see a whole bunch of changes pretty quickly into 2025.
Potentially.
If Trump gets in, we see a bunch of changes, but possibly not to the tax code, right?
No, that's right, because he's the one that actually put the tax code in force that's there now. So
right.
there are going to have to be some updates.
There have to be, yes,
because of
we
the
are
changes
broke.
In 26.
Right.
And I don't think of it that way, Mark. I know, you know, I mean, we do need to cut spending. And
right, so we do. No,
we can think of it that way. And so, I mean, I know it never happens, okay? It's extremely optimistic to say cut spending like that because they just don't ever do it. When they cut spending, they say, well, they don't increase things as much in the future.
Well, unfortunately, they cut them from places that people are super worried about, which is the conversations like we're going to cut Social Security.
Social Security, right, and Medicare, things like that. Yeah, they cut the wrong areas. They don't cut the way. That's out
or at least threatened to anyway.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. So, I mean, we shouldn't just lay back and say, well, they, you know, need to raise taxes because they've got to do this stuff. We got to continue to fight against that.
Yes, very true.
You know, as citizens, we just need to because there's so much that's just a waste and just ridiculous what they spend and send money everywhere. So
yeah, that's for sure. You know, and so regardless of it, though, I think for our topic today, yes, the penalty relief is great that they're saying, okay, we're not going to hit you with anything. I think the takeaway, folks, is whether you're thinking about leaving an IRA to your family member or you have gotten one from a passed away parent, please get with an advisor on how to deal with this because they could whammy you. The last 4 years of this, they could absolutely whammy you on who knows how if it's a small amount.
It can
or
be really bad.
I mean, if it's a big account, really it could really, really jack you up.
It can, and that's, you know, and that's what a lot of people's it because it's 401ks, you know, so that's where people sock away
you.
Tons
thank you.
Of money.
Yeah, because I did say IRA. It is for any of those, correct?
It is. Okay. That's right. No, it is. And so 401ks are the major saving. I mean, usually that's, you know, maybe the largest investment that people have. And so that 401k account. So just be careful with that and consider that before you're loading that thing up. Fortunately, there's Roth options now, all those kinds of things that are out there for 401ks as well. So consider that. But again, it's important to plan. You've got to consider what your options are, what you can do, and some things to avoid going forward. So great topic, man. This is I was not expecting them to kick this can again, but they
did,
right? And so it's
well, I figured it was worthwhile to talk about it, right?
Yeah, because no, it's good.
I mean, the conversation around just the IRAs and conversions and rollovers. And so it just is always in the forefront for a lot of retirees.
Yeah.
So I figured we might as well get into this one as well, because again, you know, when they can't make up their mind over there at the IRS, it makes it just even more complicated for you guys, CPAs, and then us as the end user. Right.
Yeah, so, it does. It's so confusing. So I wish they would just say, this is it, this is what we're going to do, and be done with it. But again, they really don't know. They don't have a lot of clarification.
Yeah,
these are all from 2022 laws that passed.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
4,000 pages of bill
four
changes.
Years later. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, there you go, folks. So if you've got some questions around, you know, what's going on with an inherited IRA that you may have, please make sure that you're checking with a qualified professional before you take any action. Or again, if you're thinking about setting up how you want to set up yours that you were planning on leaving to an heir, again, talk with a qualified professional like Nathan. If you need some help, reach out to him, please. Find him online at thefinancialanswer.com. That's thefinancialanswer.com. A lot of our listeners are already current clients, and so if you are, you know, working with Nathan, hopefully you've already tackled this. But if you haven't, bring it up. Have a conversation around it. Or if you know someone, you know, go to church with somebody or something like that who's, you know, maybe in this situation or thinking that they could be in this situation, you know, let them know to reach out to Nathan and have a conversation for themselves. TheFinancialAnswer.com. That's TheFinancialAnswer.com. And we'll see you next time here. Don't forget to subscribe to us on Apple, Spotify, YouTube platforms, all that good stuff. Nathan, thanks for hanging out, buddy.
Thank you. Have a good week, man.
You have a great week, and I'll see you next time right here on The Financial Answer.
O'Brien & Associates is a registered advisory firm in Tennessee. This show is intended for information and educational purposes only. Consult with a qualified advisor before taking any action.